did.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You know, as you guys are aware and ladies are aware, this show is divided into 2 1-hour segments. And typically in the first hour, we talk about political issues. And in the second hour, we talk about financial issues. Well, I want to start out the show this week with a friend of mine, Dan Pacenti. Dan is a CPA. He is a financial type down in the Bay Area. We're going to talk a little bit about the correlation, the very strong correlation between the two segments of this program, i.e. the political issues, which I think all boil down to one simple word, and that's responsibility, and the financial turmoil that's going on all over the world. And that, in my opinion, also boils down to one simple thing, and that's responsibility. You know, Dan, let's talk about the political side of it just for a minute. You know, when we were down in San Francisco this week, you and I and some of our colleagues were talking about the Arizona immigration law. And I'm going to be chatting about it later on in this hour with Rob McNeely, who is a congressional candidate from Colorado. But that whole situation, the immigration issue, is totally being handled, in my opinion, irresponsibly. What are your thoughts on that?
You have to question whether we believe in our own laws, and
yeah.
You have to question whether our politicians actually mean what they say. They pass laws. We have immigration laws on the books. You're not allowed to come into this country illegally. You're not allowed to take advantage of services without being a citizen of this country. You're certainly not allowed to avail yourselves of the constitutional rights that other Americans have without being a citizen. But what happens when a state actually enforces the law? A state goes in and says, wait a minute. You broke a law, you drove too fast, you went through a stop sign or something. We're going to ask you, are you a citizen of this country? And we're going to ask you to produce some ID, the same thing they would ask me if I was traveling in France, as someone who's not in a profiled category. I'm a white male, semi-educated, depending on who you talk to, and I can speak the language. I would imagine, if I was there, I would be asked for my passport. So if they want to ask you for your driver's license and produce some basic ID, I think that's a small thing to ask. And if you are a citizen, you have nothing to worry about. Doesn't matter what category you're in. But when it comes down to actually enforcing our laws, they don't really want to. They create laws, but they don't really want to do that. You have sanctuary cities all over the place. You have this craziness where the people in Arizona who are feeling the full brunt of this, they're getting people killed, kidnapped, drug runners, illegals running through, they're paying all the stuff for education, health care. They actually want to see the laws enforced. They're not enforced, so they go to enforce them. And what happens? They're called Nazis. There's a hint of Nazism, they say, and other such terms. When, they're not killing people, they're just simply saying, listen, if you're not from here, you need to go on the other side of that line. And it's hard to watch, and yes, it is irresponsible. We do a lot of things that are irresponsible. We want too much in this country. We want to be able to have all these things, but we want someone else to pay for it, and in most cases, it's someone down the line.
Okay, and that attitude is definitely progressing over into the financial sector. You know, the United States right now is bankrupt. I mean, you need to basically tell it like it is. And the United States right now is bankrupt, okay? We don't have our Social Security system doesn't have any legs to it. The medical payment system, for lack of better terms, that was just passed is absolutely totally irresponsible because we don't have the money to pay for it, okay? And the list goes on and on and on. Well, because of that, what's the end result? The United States is probably not too far away from being in the same situation as Greece, Portugal, Spain, and the rest of the countries. Having said that, look what happened on Thursday to the major market in the United States, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Absolutely plummeted, was down as much as 1,000 points during that trading day. What was it all based on? It was all based on the acknowledgement of the actions that have occurred in the European community that are totally irresponsible. What the heck ever happened to responsibility?
Yeah, well, of course, part of today was a glitch in the trading system, and there were some errors, and that'll be documented as we go forward. But a good bit of the queasiness that you're seeing in the market. Periodically, you see these lumps just come right off the S&P and the Dow. And that is because they are nervous, and we are heading down that track, and people should be nervous. I would not say that we're bankrupt, because we might be underwater from the promises that were made, but we can always go back on those promises, and we'll have to. So you'd have to say that those promises can quickly, through legislation, be made to go away. But if we're going to live to those promises, if again, back to the same theme, do these congressmen and senators and presidents of the United States, do they actually believe in the laws that they pass, that they sign? Because they know they can't be fulfilled. They're not sustainable. So, yes, we're heading down the path of Greece and Spain and Portugal and the UK. And you can go down the list of countries that have promised way more than they can provide.
You know what I find interesting is last Thursday, okay, being May 6th, okay, what I found to be interesting is Larry Kudlow came out on CNBC and he called gold the reserve currency of the world. I thought that was a very interesting comment coming from somebody like Kudlow. When the market closed last Thursday, Forbes came out and said the sector, the economic sector that did the best in the market was, guess what? Gold and silver. Now, you've been involved in that industry for as long as I have. Don't you find that to be interesting?
Yeah, it's you gotta like Kudlow too. Cudley is what they should call him. He's always a bull, and you appreciate what he has to say. And if he's talking about gold, then yeah, I mean, he has his own reservations. I don't know that it's gold so much that it is moving as our currencies across the globe are depreciating, and we're doing damage to them. And so gold stands out, and that's, and you'd have to say yes, it's a safe harbor. It's a place to go in a storm, and this is what we're experiencing. But still, there is the chance, and I've said this before on programs earlier, that that reason can come in, that people will start to get their wits about them and vote out people that that pursue these irresponsible policies, and will actually ask for some responsibility. Whether there's enough Americans to achieve that over the long run, actually achieve something real, is questionable. A perfect example, going back to the debate with immigration, there's such fear that you're going to anger Hispanics, including the ones that are here illegally. But there's such fear that you're going to anger them. You now are fearful of the segment that has a large contingent of people who are coming in here illegally, committing crimes, etc. We love the Hispanics in this country. Don't get me wrong. That's not the issue. But the fact of the matter is now you can't have simple common sense laws because you have to fear that trading block or that voting block because it's gotten so large. And that's a scary thing because then we suddenly start to not make reasonable decisions. So that really concerns me.
I don't think we are making reasonable decisions, Dan. I really don't. And I think it... I mean, you know, at the risk of beating a dead horse, I think we're going back 40 or 50 years. I honestly really believe that. Not 50, but certainly 40. We're going back 40 years, I think. And the relationship that I find right now to be very, very interesting is the relationship between what's going on politically, and you and I are euphemistically throwing into that, into that mix, social issues, issues of responsibility, etc. But what's going on right now is a really, really perfect example of how the path of finance and the path of politics/responsibility really are absolutely parallel in my mind. I have to tell you, I really wonder right now where the best place is to be, other than the resource sector, where the best place is to be right now if you want to preserve your wealth. Because, yeah, I agree with you. Things are going to change. You know, the bums are going to get thrown out, as they say, you know, if you think they're bums. You know, I politics are going to change. It will be a very political strength, I should say, is going to change. It's going to be a very, very interesting election here in November of this year. I hope we get back on the right track because, you know, I got to tell you, right now, I think we are definitely on the wrong track, unless you're a person who wants, you know, who wants to see the United States turn into a socialistic country, and I don't think we want that to happen. Hey, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money. Real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this Buy 3, Get 1 Free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a Buy 3, Get 1 Free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I'm chatting with my friend Steve Carr, who is the founder of an organization called Alliant Investments. Steve is also the co-host on another program that we do, which airs on the Business Talk Radio Network that I think you might find interesting. But anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about an event that occurred this past week. It was summarized very, very succinctly by the Wall Street Journal on Wednesday, May the 5th. Where obviously having to do with the bomb plot that occurred recently in downtown Manhattan, that plot, had it been efficiently is perhaps the wrong word, had it been successful, would have killed numerous people and just would have been another absolute, you know, terrible thing to have happened in New York City. The man, and if I pronounce his name wrong, I guess I have to apologize, but the man who admitted to the bomb plot is a fellow by the name of Fasil Shahzad. He admitted to being trained in Pakistan. He received American citizenship not too long ago, and he decided that, you know, he wanted to fall in line with the terrorists around the world and try to prove his point, which Steve and I believe is totally fallacious, to say the least. Before I ask Steve his opinion about this whole situation, you know, I want to suggest a book that you folks may want to read. It was written by a New York best-selling Times author by the name of Robert Spencer. The name of the book is The Truth About Muhammad, Founder of the World's Most Intolerant Religion. You know, the terrorists, and I personally cannot include anyone who is a member of that faith as being a terrorist. I simply cannot do that. But there is a faction of folks within this particular philosophical segment of the world's population who really, you know, they really want to prove that we are, as Christians, or those of you who are Jewish or whatever, that, you know, that we're terrible people and we need to be taken out, so to speak. I think we need to take a harder line against these folks for actions that occur in the United States. I think Miranda rights are inappropriate here. I truly believe these are war crimes, and war crimes under the Constitution of the United States are, simply speaking, they are simply under the jurisdiction of the executive branch of the federal government. I don't think they have anything to do with civil rights. This man was in effect trying to wage war in his own way against the citizens of our country, and I think that Miranda rights are totally inappropriate here. Stephen, what do you think, my friend?
Well, he's a U.S. citizen now. I mean, he came to this country on a visa. Mm-hmm. He knows the rules and regulations, so to speak, not only the rights of being an American, but also the responsibilities of being an American. He swore allegiance to those rights and responsibilities, and one of the responsibilities, according to Article 3, Section 3 of our Constitution, is that if you commit treason, which is what he's done, you're put to death. You're given a fair trial. You have two or more people who are witnesses. And if you're proven guilty of sedition to this country, then you're put to death. And we need to follow through with that. You know, Al, I'm going to ask your listeners to consider one thing, and you kind of touched on it early in the show. If 250 people would have been killed, 30 of which would have been children, wouldn't we be having a little different discussion right now about this, and wouldn't people's perspective be a little different? Why not get ahead of the eight ball on this, Al, and quit messing around with these types of issues? And I'm going to add another thing to it. I think they need very, very strict interrogation, not interviewing like you do under Miranda rights, but interrogation tactics. And if the guy suffers a little bit, now, not for making the guy suffer just to suffer, Al. I mean, if he's given us all the information, that's fine. But I'm all for him suffering a little bit if it's going to prevent another serious terrorist attack with innocent people. And I think we just got to quit playing games. These guys are out to kill us. They're out to undermine our society. And what's he doing as an American citizen wanting Sharia law in this country? Anyway, if he wants Sharia law, move to Afghanistan or Iran, you know? Why become an American if you want to see Sharia law? I'm sorry, that's not what this country was based upon.
You know, that really isn't what this country is based upon. And I, for one, am just getting really, really tired of some of the what I think is absolutely ridiculous political correctness that's going on in our country right now. I mean, there is purely and simply, Steve, and I know you agree with me, there's purely and simply a difference between right and wrong. And political correctness is not, in my opinion, part of that equation. What this man did, in effect, as you accurately pointed out, the man attempted murder. He attempted to kill hundreds of people. And you know what? That is an act of war against the United States in every sense of the definition. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's been seditious to the United States of America, which he has, again, made a covenant with us, Al, by becoming an American citizen. You know, we're in an entitlement age, right? Everybody wants all the benefits without any of the responsibilities. Well, you know what? I'm sick and tired of it. If you want the rights of being an American, you have to have the responsibilities as well.
No, I agree 100%. You know, and nobody here, nobody on this program or on our program, Steve, is ever suggesting that people shouldn't be denied rights. But you know what? Every equation has two sides. And if you're going to be given those rights, you simply have to live up. You have to live up to what it's all about. I want to apologize a little bit to the audience. We're doing this interview. It's a remote interview. Steve is in an airport right now, and unfortunately, you know, the background noise that we've got is something that really can't do away with. You know, the one thing about the one thing that the journal brought out that I'm very, very happy about, Steve, is that in fact, the fact that this fellow was caught literally shortly after this whole thing occurred. I think I have to say that it's making me feel a little bit more comfortable, certainly, about the work of Homeland Security, for lack of better terms. You know, the plane that was almost blown up over Detroit on Christmas Day. A lot of people said, well, you know, that's a real black mark against Homeland Security. In that particular instance, I would have to agree. But, you know, they got this guy pretty quick. What are your comments on that?
Well, I like what Representative Pete Hoekstra said. How luck is not a good security policy. And, you know, we've been lucky twice now, and you know, how long are we going to be lucky? I think that we need to go ahead and really batten down the hatches, and if it means that we do some profiling and so forth, you know, we need to do that.
I hate to say it, you know, and some of our more liberal listeners may have already turned off their radios at this point, but I agree with you 100%. I mean, there are certain actions that simply have to be taken if we want to defend ourselves, our families, and the vast majority of the people in the United States are doing the best to make this a great country. Stephen, thanks so much, buddy. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Global Environmental Energy Technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it? Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger, because this amazing invention is really about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over, and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th to May 21st, or from June 21st to June 25th. For details, visit GEETInternational.com. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Visit GEETInternational.com or send an email to paul@geet.nl. That's GEETInternational.com or email to paul@geet.nl.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee Where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I'm breaking tradition right now a little bit in the sense that typically in the first hour we talk about political issues, and in the second hour we talk about economic issues. Some of you might think that my next guest is, more of a business guy than a political guy, but I'm really not sure. Bill Murphy. Bill is the chairman of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, and, GATA is an interesting organization in that, does it fall into the business world or does it fall into the political world? I say it falls into the political world. Murph, am I crazy?
Well, it's a bit of both. All I can say is that we're excited after 11 years at this drill that we're starting to catch fire and getting attention, and word is spreading all over the world, and people are realizing what we've had to say. And so, and I think in the next couple of weeks and months, you're going to see it just explode. It's very gratifying to spend all that time and to get someplace.
It is. Yeah, I mean, I can understand that. I've been following your organization now for a long, long time. And I mean, there's no question about it that your theories are absolutely correct. I don't think they're theories. I think they're facts, but just kind of do me a favor, if you would, and kind of just take 2 or 3 minutes and talk about what GATA really believes and what you guys do, would you?
Well, we were formed in January of 1999 to expose the manipulation of the gold price by a bunch of bullion banks like Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase. And then we realized as time went on that the Fed and the Treasury were involved, as is the Bank of England. And they've suppressed the price for, 15 years. And had they not done so, the price of gold would, say, be $2,300. An ounce, or double what it is today. So, and what we've had three major conferences around the world, and the evidence we put together is just stunning. And it takes a while to go through it all, like a murder trial. You know, you've got all this evidence, you put it all together, and if you're a jury, you'd say guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And what's happening now is, and one of our consultants predicted this in our summit in South Africa, in Durban, 2001, that the central banks would start running out of gold about now to keep the price from exploding. And that's what's happening. And the silver situation is even worse. They're holding it down just with derivatives. And that thing, I don't know, silver could probably double in price in a week. I know that sounds bizarre, but after yesterday, after, you know, the meltdown we had on Thursday of the stock market, I think people now realize anything can happen in markets. And it's going to be a very exciting time if you're long gold and silver. Make fortunes.
I'll tell you, I think there are fortunes, I guess I should say, to be made. I think in addition to that, though, when you talk gold and silver, Murph, I think you also got to talk about the companies. I mean, the companies involved in the industry, whether they're exploration companies or whether they are, whatever, I think they're all going to do very well for the foreseeable future.
Yes, and the shares, a lot of the shares haven't done anything in like half a decade. It's bizarre. There's just no interest in general in the gold and silver shares, the smaller ones, exploration companies, some of them as juniors, and they're just going to go nuts, if I'm correct anyway, as gold and silver become the go-to investments, which right now aren't even on the radar screen of gold and silver people, much less the general public. When they go on the radar screen, this tiny market cap sector will be like the Internet was back in the late 1990s, except this move will be for real. I mean, because the prices of gold and silver are going to go bananas, and everyone's going to want to be involved, and we're not there yet. So for anybody listening, you know, it's a great time to do your homework and get into a bunch of these quality junior and exploration companies.
Well, here's an interesting comment, Bill, on that. You know, as I read in your missive yesterday, it is gold. Gold was defined. Gold and silver were defined on MSNBC yesterday. Correct me if I'm wrong.
CNBC.
Sorry, as the currency of last resort.
Yeah. Well, it's because, and of course, our camp's been saying this for years, and the gold. This is the most bizarre industry in the world. You've got an organization like the World Gold Council that's been promoting gold as jewelry while we've been in a 10-year bull market. I mean, it's just pathetic. I've never seen an industry so bad as that. And to have these major companies support an organization like that is just, it's just silly. Gold is money, and people are realizing now that you want to have some because everything else could default, including foreign debt or stock market. You know, it's going to be the place to be. And what most people don't know is that there's not that much around anymore, and that's why the price of both are going to go way, way up.
I would have to agree with you 100%. Comment if you would, Bill, on the action in the markets this past week. I mean, gold. Gold yesterday on Friday closed up over $1,200, $1,210 on the ask side. As you mentioned, silver was up meaningfully. It was up 73 cents, $18.40. what do you think about all of that?
Well, couple of things. One, for the gold to divorce from the stock market action and liquidation concerns was just because the gold cartels losing control was just the way it should be. That was great. And then we actually finally broke the 2% rule, in which the gold cartel only allows gold to go up 2% at a time. It was seven times this year already, and it broke that, which means that the bad guys, the gold cartel, is losing control. And specifically, I would like to cite J.P. Morgan Chase. They are crooks when it comes to trading in the silver market. They're about to get their butts handed to them. There's a Justice Department operation going on right now to expose what they've been doing in silver. And I think the stories are going to come out in the weeks and months ahead to expose what they've done. It's a monster scandal that is going to break in the very near future.
I think that scandal, Bill, it really has already broken. I think that it hasn't broken to the extent that it's going to actually totally explode here.
Well, the general public, there was an article a few weeks ago in the New York Post, but the general public isn't aware of it. Even just Joe Kernan of CNBC was always bashing gold. He's been wrong for a decade in silver. He's talking about the conspiracy theorist nuts and about J.P. Morgan and silver. I mean, they're mocking us. I can't wait to till he gets his on that one, and all the rest of the people that have no idea what they're talking about. They're clueless.
Yeah, they are. They're pretty clueless. There's no question about that. You know, I made a comment on another show that I do on the Business Talk Radio Network when I was talking to a fellow by the name of Lou Rockwell, by the way, very, very interesting guy, head of the Ludwig von Mises Institute, but, you know, really, really bright man, very bright man. And I said, Lou, got a question for you. Do you think this represents economically the beginning of the end? And he said, you know, that's a really good possibility. What does Bill Murphy think?
Well, I'm not as smart as he is, and I really don't know. But I think the obvious is coming to the fore, meaning that we're broke. I mean, the standard of living, I think, in the United States and other countries, as we're seeing in Greece, has to go down about 35%. We just can't afford the way we're living, and it's obvious by the government's fiscal problem, the state's problems. Individuals don't have any savings. I got a little reprieve here as they, you know, prop the market up, and then that's starting to fall apart. And I think it's going to get bleak. I wish it weren't the case, but the politicians in this country just don't have the will to do anything to correct any problems. It's all window dressing and chickens coming home to roost, as they say, or something like that.
Well, it's definitely the chickens coming home to roost. I got to tell you, my friend, I've only said this about a million times, and I'm going to say it again, and that is, you know, people can think what they want about our president. People can think what they want about Dr. Bernanke. People can like him. They can hate him. That isn't the issue. The issue is, you know, the indisputable fact is these guys, not just those guys, but a lot of the guys up there in government are very, very bright people. Why would people who are as experienced in the financial world and as bright as they are not realize just how bad things are?
I don't know. All I can say is it's like the Robert Rubin philosophy of push things forward 6 months and just hope things work out for the best. Nothing's getting done, and I think what happened on Thursday into the Dow and the stock market is a precursor of what's going to happen more often than not over the next year or two.
Okay, there you have it, Bill Murphy, chairman of GATA, proven right to many people's chagrin. Big Al's going to be right back.
My sinuses, they feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, it made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the political hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I am chatting right now with a gentleman who has been on the show before. He is a congressional candidate running as a libertarian, Rob McNeely from the state of Colorado. Very, very interesting guy. Rob, thanks for joining me, buddy. I appreciate it.
Al, thanks for having me on. How are you today?
You know, I'm doing good. And we're going to have you on the show, as I mentioned, probably every third week or so. The issue that I want to discuss with you this first week is something that is really near and dear to my heart, and that is the recent law that the governor of Arizona passed regarding the immigration situation down there. And kind of while you're gathering your thoughts on your views anyway on that one, I want to say a couple of things. Number one, I agree with Congressman Brian Baird, who came on the show in the past, who has been on the show in the past, and he said that, you know, regarding the immigration issue, you really can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. And, you know, even though I am very, very much a person who is on the right, I have to agree with that statement. I mean, practicality is practicality, and you can't, as a point of fact, put the toothpaste back in the tube. I don't know what you're going to do with the millions of illegal immigrants who are in our country right now. But I do have to say that I find our president's comment about is that law really, really workable, for lack of better terms. The ACLU says it's not. The ACLU says it's clearly racial profiling. Maybe it is, but the fact of the matter is, you know, and I am not a hard person. I don't have, you know, I just feel that when people break the law, they break the law and they need to pay for it. I mean, my gosh, I certainly have to. Okay, enough from me. What does Rob McNeely think about that?
Well, I'm actually very mixed on the whole thing, and for a variety of reasons. I think we can both agree that what's the real problem with immigration itself? And if you really think about it, it's not that people are here that want to work and are legitimately honest, hardworking folks trying to better their lives. At least here in Colorado, where we deal with illegal immigration almost as much as Arizona has to, the real issue is the economic free rider problem of all these people coming here and taxing government services, social services. And as a free market guy, and I am a free market guy, if you take away the entitlement programs for non-Americans that come here, people that are immigrants, whatever their documentation status is or isn't, If you take them away, really, immigrants actually increase the size of the market. And in a free market situation, the more people that are here that are contributing to the system, the more people you can buy and sell with and actually increases prosperity. Now, the problem is you can't have porous immigration laws and porous borders at the same time that you have unlimited entitlements for those people. You can't have it either way. And so I'm not a pure libertarian when it comes to immigration. I believe immigration should be open and free, but I also believe that our problem isn't as much immigration as it is an entitlement state problem. And I think we don't focus on that issue. So how that relates to the Arizona law is Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution states that Congress is actually the body, the federal government is the body that's supposed to be dealing with immigration law, not the state level. So the law based on that is actually unconstitutional. However, I think you can also make, on the other side of it, you could almost make a constitutional argument that since the federal government has abdicated its constitutional ability and authority to enforce immigration laws here in the United States, that the states have a right to step up and do something about immigration. What I don't like about the Arizona law is that it doesn't tackle the free rider issue. It only tackles in the policing side of it, which I don't believe is really going to get and basically achieve the stated goals of severely reducing illegal immigration, because the entitlement state's still in place in Arizona, and just giving the government more power, I don't think is the right direction. I think the way the Arizona government could have better dealt with illegal immigration, at least the economic portion, is to actually say, okay, no racial profiling, but anybody who wants to come here and get government services, use government schools, use government hospitals, Medicaid, Medicare in the state of Arizona has to prove residency and citizenship. And if they did that, I think the problem would mostly go away. The other side of illegal immigration that people are frustrated with in Arizona is the violence associated with illegal immigration, which is really not about being illegal immigrants, but about the drug war. And I firmly believe we need to end the drug war so we can actually take away the violence and defund terrorism. If Arizona would have taken those positions, I think the problem of illegal immigration in Arizona would widely go away, at the same time as remaining constitutional.
You know, the two comments I would make would be, number one, when I said that I felt that the Arizona law was constitutional, I was taking it one step farther and saying, you know, the argument that, well, the federal government really has abdicated that power. And I think that one could very effectively argue that the Arizona law, given the circumstances of the situation down there, is in every sense of the word constitutional. My problem, and you addressed it right away, right up front, and I think it's a very, very good point that you are making. The simple fact of the matter is, if somebody wants to take part in our system with the entitlements, for lack of better terms, at that point they have to prove that they're U.S. citizens. Now, you know, that probably, I don't want to say that could be easier said than done, you know, but I think in a sense it could be. You know, number one, let's talk about the school systems. I'm assuming that if you take the argument, you know, in the direction that you're taking it, a child who is, you know, living in Arizona with mom and dad who are illegal immigrants, should not be entitled to attend public schools in Arizona. It's that is something I think is easier said than done. Do you agree with that?
I agree that would be easier said than done. And the problem is, you're right, the toothpaste is out of the tube, and we're trying to mop it up. And, again, just trying to arrest and deport probably 50 million people is just not feasible. The better way to deal with the situation is that the people that are here illegally, then have to be denied government services. That's going to get rid of, I believe, most of the problems associated with illegal immigrants. The other side of it, ending the drug war, which, again, is unfortunately a federal issue. If we can end the drug war, a lot of the illegal immigration and all the violence surrounding that with drugs, which is a huge amount of the problem, if we can take care of those issues, I think a lot of the I don't want to say the word dead weight, but a lot of the non-productive illegal immigrants that come to our country will self-select themselves out of our country.
I don't know if they would, if I would agree with that in the sense that I would personally certainly rather live in Arizona, California, New Mexico, what have you, as opposed to living in portions of Mexico. But having said that, you know, I think that's an interesting point. The issue is a little personal for me in a sense, Rob, in that our youngest daughter, is now a permanent resident, a legal permanent resident of Canada. And Stephanie spent somewhere in the neighborhood of $10,000 jumping through all of the hoops with an attorney in order to accomplish that. And, you know, during the transition from the time she was hired and working, you know, working on an extended visa to where she is right now, she was purely and simply entitled to absolutely nothing in Canada other than they weren't going to throw her out of the country if she lived there. My question is, why should Stephanie in Canada be treated any differently? Or I'm sorry, why should illegal immigrants in the United States be treated any differently than my daughter who lives in Vancouver, British Columbia be treated?
Well, I don't think they should be. And having lived abroad myself, and I'll be honest, I was an illegal immigrant in Europe for a while. I everything I made over there, I spent over there, and I didn't ride any of the free government services while I was there. I paid a lot of money to go to Ireland. I spent a lot of time attending college in Ireland, and I worked under the table while I was in Ireland, and I spent all my money in Ireland. I was not a net drain to the Irish economy. In fact, I was a net producer in the Irish economy. But I absolutely agree with you. I don't believe people should be able to get here for, you know, and just the people that are here should be rewarded for that. I think they need to get in line. But again, I believe that you can't just deport everybody, but I think you can make it uncomfortable enough for the people that are the dead weight that a lot of them will go home. And you don't give citizenship to the people that are here. You don't give amnesty and birthright citizenship to the people that are here. That only encourages more of the bad behavior from people from around the world that want to come here. And this is a great nation. I mean, I can't blame anybody for wanting to come here. We have an amazing amount of opportunity. Even in our depression that we're dealing with right now, we have a lot of opportunity for people.
The land of opportunity. There's no question about that. We have to think about what makes it great. Rob McNeely, thanks so much, buddy. He's going to be back, you guys, in 3 weeks.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.